Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast. Today I'm joined by Chris Burge, co-founder and CEO of Spark Crowdfunding, which is an equity crowdfunding platform based in Dublin. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Yeah, nice to be here, Shane. Nice to meet you. Thanks very much.
So before we get into Spark Crowdfunding, could you tell me a bit about yourself and your background?
Sure. Yeah. No. I've lived in Ireland now for 21 years. Moved over here in Easter 2000. So, before that, I was working around the world. I was an engineer, and I worked in the States. I worked in South Africa, and just before I moved over here, I was working in France actually for an engineering company. And yeah, as I say, met my wife, and decided to set up our lives over here. So yeah, I moved over here then, worked in a number of different businesses, always been interested in kind of investing, and over the years have been a very, very small time investor, but saw the rise of crowdfunding in the UK and in the States, and 3 years ago we decided to start up Spark. So that's my brief background, and that's how Spark became about, really.
That's great, thanks. So could you explain a bit about what Spark Crowdfunding does and the work you do?
Yeah, sure. So we are an equity crowdfunding platform where we facilitate the transfer of money from people who are investors who want to invest in young startup companies into those companies. And so as I say, we are just facilitators for that. And so we have a marketplace with investors on one side and investees on the other, and we help the funding move from one to the other. That's what crowdfunding does in a nutshell. It's a very simple, very quick, very easy process for both sides, both investors and investees. And over the years now, we've facilitated 25, 26 companies now have received investment through the platform. But thousands of investors have been involved in that as well, as you can imagine. They invest anything from 100 euros to, you know, 100,000 euros and everything in between. So there's a big spread of people who we have on the platform, you know, people with very modest amounts to invest, but people who've got very large money amounts of money to invest as well.
Yeah, so is there a certain criteria people would have to meet to invest, or can anyone do it?
No, pretty much anybody can do it, as long as they have, as I say, our minimum is 100 euros. So as long as they can demonstrate that they've got that to spare and are happy to invest into a young startup company and the risks involved with that, we can take investment from anybody and happy to do so, as long as they are not on the anti-money laundering list that we have to look at each time an investor comes in. But no, for general people, absolutely everybody can invest. Anyone can invest.
What would you say makes your approach different to other equity crowdfunding platforms?
Yeah, when we were setting up, we looked at many of the ones in the UK and the US, and we took elements of each of them and kind of put our own spin on them. So we're very selective. I think most of the other platforms, you know, will pretty much accept anybody as long as they reach certain criteria. For us, though, you know, we're very selective. We want to make sure that our investors are presented with very high class opportunities. And so, as I say, we are very careful about how we select our investees. But on the investee side of things, we very much handhold the process all the way through. We help the investee write all of the information that needs to go onto the site. We carefully kind of mold the story to kind of to show to retail investors what the company is, because a lot of these companies who have been involved with raising money up to this point have probably been dealing with institutionals. So, but our investor base is slightly different. You know, these are retail investors, and as such, the message needs to be kind of developed for that retail investor base. So we work with all of the investors, we work with all the investees to help them, shape their campaign, and we know what our investors want to hear, and so what they're looking to see into a business. So we, as I say, we help shape that as well for them.
This is kind of similar to what you've just been speaking about, but I've seen from some of your promotional content and social media that you provide investors with various opportunities to invest in different companies. So how does Spark Crowdfunding attract these companies looking for investment?
Well, yeah, we're very visual, I suppose, and contacting all of the startup companies. We've got very close relationships with the Leos around the country, the local enterprise offices around the country. We have a very close relationship with Enterprise Ireland and with many of the incubators around the country as well. I've been speaking very recently to Cork University, to Trinity, to UCD, to Dublin City University. Yeah, so all of these universities we've got links into, and many of the companies that we show onto our database on our platform have links to those as well. So we put our name out there quite to all of these groups and all of these areas, we've got a good inbound sales strategy, and many of the companies just contact us. But of course, we're not complacent. We do have to go out hunting for these as well, and we have a team of people who will do that and contact these investees regularly and see if they are in the market for raising money through crowdfunding as well.
Yeah, so in the article posted on Irish Tech News last week, it mentioned that your investor database grew by 140% in the first 6 months of this year. So as we head into 2022, what are your goals for the year ahead, and what would you consider a successful year for Spark Crowdfunding?
Yeah, we've got a very, very busy December and January and February for our sales pipeline. We've got a number of businesses that are going to be being showcased over that period. So we're very, very enthused by that. It's going to be a brilliant, brilliant first quarter for us. We've got some excellent businesses that are going to be coming on stream with us. But also, in tandem with that, we have to increase our investor base as well. And as you just mentioned, we got a massive spike in investors, the early part of last year, which was all through this year, in fact, but particularly earlier on this year. And we expect the same again. The more companies that we have on the platform, the greater the net is cast, or the wider the net is cast, and more people come onto the platform. But we'll be very active about promoting those campaigns and getting more investors onto the platform to match those as well. So we're going to have a very big first quarter, and I believe for the rest of the year as well. Crowdfunding is becoming more and more established, more and more accepted, more and more people realize that it's a very, very nice way of opening up investment to the people who heretofore wouldn't have been able to invest before. So of course, and that's the case with VCs and with funds. You had to be a very big high net worth person in order to actually invest into those. But now, of course, anybody with 100 euros or more can get on the first rung of that ladder and invest in these businesses at the very, very first stage. And hopefully that 100 euros or 1,000 euros that you invest at this stage will have a multiple of 5x, 10x, 15x when the company exits. So that 1,000 turns into 15,000 potentially as well. So yes, there are some big gains to be had for investors who invest early. But of course, there are potential losses as well. And what we try and do is persuade people to actually have a portfolio. So if they like crowdfunding and the options around crowdfunding. You know, don't put everything on one company. You spread it over a number of them, and hopefully that you know, a good few of them will do really, really well. But you know, it's also understood that you know, maybe one or two of them will fail as well, and that's just the nature of startup investing, unfortunately.
So you obviously have a lot of different companies on your website that people can invest in. I was just wondering, is there any companies that, you know, you would reject, or is it open to pretty much anyone?
No, as I said before, we're very selective. We're very selective in the companies that we put up there. Probably only one in eight, you know, one in nine companies actually get through our sifting. So yeah, there are a number of you know, criteria that we use in order to actually you know, before we put the campaign up onto the platform, and our investors like that. They really appreciate the fact that, yeah, we have done the first cut, and you know, they can go on the platform themselves and decide whether they like, you know, company A or company B or C or all three, and invest accordingly.
Yeah, that's great. So I just wanted to finally ask you, what are your predictions for the future of equity crowdfunding in Ireland?
It's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. It's, as I say, it's becoming more and more established, more and more accepted. Companies have seen that they can raise, you know, very large amounts of money through crowdfunding, and it gives them massive amounts of free PR. So, you know, it's been already acknowledged that you know, it's very good for B2C companies, but we've done a number of B2B companies now as well, and they also see that the mechanism by which they can actually grow their investor base, get the money in, and do it very quickly as well. So I believe that it is going to grow very, very rapidly over the next few years, and long may that continue.
Yeah, it certainly looks to be very promising years ahead for you. So where can people find out more about you and what you do?
Yeah, sure. Well, we have a website, of course, www.sparkcrowdfunding.com. And on there, you can quickly register. The registration really only takes 2 minutes to do. And once you've done that, you'll see the full campaign. Even before that, you'll see a partial element of the campaign where you can actually investigate a little bit more. But register, you'll see the full campaign. You'll see all the details and you'll be able to invest. And it's very quick to invest. We operate our payment processor is Stripe, and of course, yes, as you would, if you were ordering something from Amazon, you just go on, you put in the amount that you want to invest, and you hand over your credit card, and it's processed through Stripe, and it's very quick and very easy to do.
That's great. Thanks for your time, Chris. It's been great having you on the podcast.
Thanks very much indeed, Shane. Good to speak to you. Thank you. Now,
thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter at Irish_Tech News, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.